This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Everybody, this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. Now, like I said before, we're definitely going to finish the communication series as I find that it is apparently a very, very big topic, one that a lot of people have seemed to lost interest in or no longer pays any attention to, or they deem is not necessary anymore. But for the sake of the month September, I know we're coming to a close, and I know it's been a while since I've released a podcast. It's been busy over the last couple of weeks. We're going to go ahead and talk about the topic of the month, which is the suicide prevention. September is National Suicide Prevention Month. The thing is, you know, with suicide, there's no single cause. It most often occurs when, you know, stressors exceed their current coping abilities of, you know, someone suffering from a mental health condition. I mean, it can be a different number of things. You know, a person's mood can be represented by a number of things, and it can cause a lot of emotional or mental stress. Losing someone to suicide or struggling with a mental illness can feel like no one understands what you're going through. And, you know, with that, they've created what they call this color spectrum. Okay? First being white. It's a loss of a child. Red being the loss of a spouse or a partner. Gold, loss of a parent. Orange, loss of a sibling. Purple, loss of a relative or a friend. Silver, loss of a first responder or military personnel. Green, a personal struggle or attempt. Blue, supporting suicide prevention. Or teal, a friend or family or of someone who struggled or has attempted such. Now, this color spectrum names a couple of reasons and things that can cause a person to go into that condition. Okay? With blue being one of the few exceptions. I personally, myself, my favorite color is blue. That's typically how I feel pretty much most of the time, but I'm not like down. You know, I'm supporting of suicide prevention as I've helped a lot of people already prevent them from doing that. It's not a way out. It may seem like the easiest way out, but it's not. So, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to talk about four main topics regarding suicide. Alright? First being warning signs or risk factors. Next will be the statistics. Follow that with treatment and some information for journalists as well. Okay? We'll be right back. So, talking about suicide, let's cover the first thing: risk factors and warning signs. This brings up that question: what leads to suicide? Like I said before, there's no one single cause, and I've listed a few examples with the color chart. It often occurs when, you know, like I said before, the person who's stressing, it reaches their limit, or health issues converge, and health issues converge to create that kind of feeling of being hopeless and or a mental state of despair. It creates a type of depression, and it becomes very common amongst mostly young people in their teenage years into their 20s. And if left undiagnosed or untreated, well, you get the idea. Conditions like depression, anxiety, and substance problems, especially when unaddressed, increase the risk for it. And yet, it's important to note that most people who actively manage their mental health conditions go on to engage in life. Now, with that being said, though, there are warning signs. Something to look out for when concerned for a person if they have that mindset or may start presenting that they are going to do it. This is, how do I put it? You can see that their behavior has changed, or they're completely different. It's usually related to a painful event, loss, or change, like I mentioned before. Most people who take their lives exhibit one or more warning signs, either through what they say or what they do, or if they act like they're about to do, all hope is lost, right? So let's look at the talk aspect. We'll pull up a list here from the American website for suicide prevention, the American Society. According to this, and I'm actually getting this from information from respected officials, so you know it's legitimate information. If a person talks about killing themselves, feeling hopeless, having no reason to live, being a burden to others, feeling trapped, or having unbearable pain, these could be signs that they're heading in that direction. If their mood changes, they're depressed, they have a lot of anxiety, loss of interest, irritable, humiliation, shame, agitation, anger, relief, sudden improvements that have no explanation behind them, or their behavior that may show signs of risk, especially if it's related to a painful event, a loss, or a change, like I mentioned before, such as the increased use of alcohol or drugs, looking for a way to end their lives, such as searching online for methods. You can see this in their web history. Usually, even if they delete it, if you try typing something in on their device, you'll see it in their previous searches. Withdrawing for activities, isolating from family and friends, sleeping too much or not enough, visiting or calling people to say goodbye for random and no reason whatsoever, giving away prized possessions. Now that one should be a red flag for most people. Aggression, fatigue, things of that nature. Now, there are a lot of risk factors involved with suicide, and there are a lot of characteristics and conditions that increase the chance that a person may try to do this. Historical factors include previous suicide attempts, family history of suicide. If that's the case, you definitely should be watching them. Childhood abuse, neglect, trauma, being beaten, things of that nature. Cutting themselves or hurting other people around them because they can't do it themselves. This can lead to that. There's health factors, mental health conditions, such like I said before, such as depression, substance use problems, bipolar disorder. Now, don't get that confused. There are some people who are naturally bipolar, OK? okay? Schizophrenia, some people are normal, are born that way. They can't do anything about that, but there is treatment for them. Personality traits of aggression, mood changes, and poor relationships. Conduct disorder. If they're normally not that way, and they have good conduct, then this is definitely a red flag. Anxiety disorders, serious physical health conditions, including pain, traumatic brain injury. That last one you should probably keep an eye out for. But then if they've had a traumatic brain injury at some point, the doctors are already monitoring them. The last would be environmental factors. If they have access to lethal means, including firearms and drugs, be aware. Prolonged stress, such as harassment, bullying. Yes, bullying and harassment. Even relationship problems or unemployment can cause people to do this. Stressful life events like rejection. Some people can't take it well. Or have gone so long and then that they finally put themselves out there and they can't take the action, the results. Divorce, financial crisis being one of the big ones. Other life transitions or loss. Exposure to another person's suicide or graphic or sensationalization, or basically, how do I put this in layman's terms? If someone else watch someone else commit suicide and they can't take what they just saw and they don't know how to process it, it could end up leading them down the exact same path, because the way they'll see it is, that's a way out. That guy took it, he succeeded, why can't I? So there's that. We'll take a short break here and we'll move into the next section. We're back. Now, I've given you the causes. Let me go ahead and get some quick data out of the way. And I'm going to explain what it means so you're not completely lost. Okay, so you're kind of wondering, okay, great, suicide prevention, why should I care? Okay, and if I do care, why is it even important? Why am I even talking about it? Okay, well, first things first. While most of the data that's been presented already is accurate to a point, the numbers actually should be a lot higher than that. They shouldn't be basically what they are. Now, this being said though, the reason why I'm bringing the point to this is that because, well, one, I nearly lost a friend to suicide, like I said before, and I managed to get them to stop and, you know, reconsider their life choices. But this being said, suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States alone. And, you know, every year, an estimated 45,000 Americans die by suicide. You know, and for every 25 attempts, suicide costs the United States at least a minimum of $69 billion annually. With that being said, you know, the annual age-adjusted suicide rate, you know, it's about 13.4 per 100,000 individuals. I mean, how do I put this? On average, there's 123 suicides per day. Firearm accounts, about 51% of those suicides are with some type of gun. Men die by suicide 4% more often than men, than women, okay? White males accounted for 7 to 10 suicides in 2016. Like, the rate of suicide is higher in middle-aged white men in particular. Why? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, I've been trying to figure it out. You know, I'm not saying that other races aren't that way. It's just that most of the statistics, most of what they found to be true was mostly for that particular race at the time. Right? And if you don't believe me, like I said, you can go and look it up on the American Society for Suicide Prevention. The rate of individuals' death per year has gone up since 2007. by about 15,000. So, with that being said, the rates vary per age range. Anyone who's under the age of 15 it's less likely that they're going to kill themselves, but it seems that it starts at the age of 10 going up, that we have to really start worrying about our children, or any children in general, running into any traumatic experiences that, for whatever reason, could cause them to want to kill themselves. Okay? So with that being said, and I'm going to keep this as short as I can. Back in 2016, the highest U.S. suicide rate was 15.7, was amongst whites, and second highest rate was 13.37 amongst American Indians, Alaskan Natives as well. And much lower and roughly similar rates were found amongst Asians and Pacific Islanders, and Black and African Americans, ironically, was 6.3. Note that the CDC reported Hispanic origins separately from the primary racial and ethnic groups of whites, blacks, and so on and so forth, since individuals in all these groups may be also Hispanic in nature as well, since they are basically mixed into almost every other race. That brings me to suicide methods. In 2016, and these are when most of these statistics were taken, it's changed a lot since then. Firearms were the most common method of death by suicide, accounting for a little more than about half of all suicidal deaths in the first place. The most common methods were suffocating, and including hanging, and even poisoning when they couldn't get access to firearms. But I mean, in retrospect to about half of the time it being that, poisoning was about 15% and suffocation 25%, leaving about 8% or so with some other random attempt that they didn't really know what it was until they actually did a diagnosis and checked the bodies. Now, no complete count is kept of the suicide attempts in America. However, every year, the CDC gathers data from hospitals on non-fatal injuries from self-harm, as well as survey data, because when someone hurts themselves and someone else finds out, more than likely they end up in the hospital. Back in 2015, over 500,000 people visited a hospital for injuries due to self-harm, and the number suggested that for every reported suicidal death, approximately 11.5 people were in a hospital for self-harm related injuries. However, because of the way this data was collected, they're not even able to distinguish international suicide attempts from non-intentional ones. Some of the injuries may have been accidental, so I mean, you can't really tell the difference. But based on the National Survey of Drug Use back in 2016 and mental health, it was estimated that about 0.5% of the adults between the age of 18 about 18 years old and older, we'll just say it that way, have at least made one suicidal attempt and then didn't do it again, for some of them. This translates to approximately 1.3 million adults. Adult females adult females reported a suicide attempt 1.2 times as often as males. For the breakdown by gender and race was not even available at the time, so you can't even have to worry about that. And based on the 2015 Youth Risk Behavior Survey, 8.6% of youth in the grades of 9 to 12 reported they've had at least one suicide attempt in the last 12 months. This means that most of those attempts of people trying to kill themselves start in high school. This is the reason why I'm pointing this out. And the irony in this is that girls attempted it twice as often as the boys did, meaning that they were more at risk. Approximately 2.8% reported making a suicide attempt that required treatment by a doctor or nurse or worse. Let me put this in a nutshell. When it comes to suicide and suicide attempts, there are rate differences depending on demographic characteristics such as age, gender, ethnicity, and race. Nevertheless, Suicide occurs in all demographic groups. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what race you are. It can still happen to you. Okay? Now, one little fun fact before I end this podcast, and I'm going to break this up into multiple parts. Okay? On average, one person dies by suicide every 3 hours. Okay? Now, with that being said, in Texas alone, the number of deaths by suicide isn't nearly as high as some other areas. Matter of fact, its state rank is 40 out of all of them. And there's 51 states. The rate per population in Texas versus the national is 12.5. The national is 13.42. And like I said before, the number of deaths by suicide was 3,400 something. The national is 44,000. So keep this in mind. Just because your state doesn't have a high rating for it, doesn't mean it's not possible. And don't ever think you're exempt, because it can happen to anybody. With that being said, though, enjoy the rest of your day, and I thank you guys for listening. Look forward to part two. I'll cover a little bit more information on it, and then I'll talk about how to stop it. All right? Enjoy the rest of your day. Again, this is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You by Neogentrix. If you like what you hear, hit that like and subscribe button on any of the platforms from the anchor.fm/Neogentrix site. Have a great rest of your day.